Q4 is not really a quarter. It is the consequence of decisions made before it begins. By the time November and December arrive, the wellness brands that perform well during the season are not seeing results simply because they ran a great Black Friday ad. The strategy behind that ad was put in place much earlier. Their messaging was tested, their creative was approved, their media mix was negotiated, their landing pages, email flows, and AI search visibility were already working. The brands scrambling in November are often paying for what they did not plan for in September, if not earlier. This framework is for wellness brand leaders, marketing directors, and founders thinking through the next 90 days. It assumes you have real decisions to make about budget, channels, and messaging, and that you would rather make them deliberately than reactively. Why Q4 matters more for wellness brands than almost any other category. What does a strong Q4 marketing plan actually include? The 90-day framework. What strong wellness brands stop doing in Q4? How well-connected brands helps wellness brands win Q4? Why Q4 matters more for wellness brands than almost any other category? Wellness is one of the few categories with net positive spending intent heading into late 2026. Recent civic science research found that health and wellness is currently the only major consumer category in which intent to increase spending outweighs intent to cut back. Every other category, from apparel to entertainment to even groceries, shows more consumers planning to spend less. A few additional signals worth knowing. Spending on health-related brands now accounts for 22.5% of total annual health brand spending during the holiday window, up from 18% in 2018, according to the MasterCard Economic Institute. Health and wellness gifting, wearables, connected fitness, home recovery products, has grown approximately 30% year over year since mid-2023. Nearly 30% of Gen Z and millennial consumers say they are prioritizing wellness a lot more than they were a year ago, per McKinsey's Future of Wellness Trends survey. The wellness category overall continues to grow at roughly 10% per year, more than double the growth rate of the broader consumer goods market. Translation: the consumer is there, the spend is there, and the gifting behavior is there. The question is whether your brand is positioned to capture it. What does a strong Q4 marketing plan actually include? A complete Q4 plan for a wellness brand answers 6 questions. What is the revenue goal, and what does the marketing investment need to be to support it? Which audiences, products, or services are we prioritizing, and which are we not? What is the messaging architecture for the quarter? Gift giving, self-care, resolution prep. How is media spend allocated across the funnel and across the calendar? What does the customer journey look like, from first impression to post-purchase? How are we setting up January and the new year before the quarter ends? Most wellness brands answer 1 or 2 of these well. The ones who answer all 6 are the ones who end Q4 with momentum instead of exhaustion. The 90-day framework. Think of the next 90 days as 3 connected phases, not one long sprint. Phase 1, strategy and setup. Audit what worked and what did not. Pull your last 12 months of performance data and identify your 3 highest converting channels, your 3 best performing creative themes, and your 3 weakest. The instinct is to plan forward, but the discipline is to plan from what the data is already telling you. Map the wellness Q4 calendar. Q4 is not just Black Friday and Cyber Monday anymore. For wellness brands, the calendar now includes early October big deal days, which captured significant demand that used to land in November, gifting peaks in mid-November, Cyber 5, Giving Tuesday, the often overlooked December reset window, and the kickoff of resolution season in late December. Plot each one against your category and product mix. Lock messaging architecture. Decide now whether your Q4 story is gifting, self-care, prevention, longevity, or some combination. Wellness messaging that resonates during the holidays leans heavily on care and restoration, per MNTN's Q4 research. A supplement brand can lead with support the people you love. A sleep brand can lead with The Gift of Better Mornings, a recovery brand can lead with Give Yourself the Year You Actually Want. Pick the angle and brief creative against it. Brief, creative, and book media. Q4 inventory gets expensive fast. CPMs in November and December are routinely 2 to 3 times what they are in September. Locking creative timelines, ad placements, and influencer partnerships in September is how you avoid bidding against your own customers in November. Phase 2, execution and earlier than you think peak. Holiday shopping is not happening when it used to. Nearly 80% of holiday gift spending now happens before Cyber Monday. Per industry research from PwC and Gallup data showed consumer spending intentions dropping from $1,007 in October 2025 to $778 in November, the largest October to November decline ever recorded. October events are absorbing demand that used to land in November. What this means for wellness brand execution. Start earlier than feels comfortable. If your campaigns historically launched the week before Black Friday, that is now late. Most categories will benefit from kicking off active promotional content in early to mid-October. Plan for the trade down to splurge consumer. McKinsey research shows that 79% of consumers globally are trading down, but not by buying fewer things. One-third are trading down in one category specifically so they can splurge in another. Wellness consistently emerges as the splurge category. Position your premium product or service tier accordingly. Lean into social commerce for Gen Z. 51% of Gen Z now cites social media as their primary holiday gift discovery channel, and direct in-platform purchases hit 21% of holiday gift buyers in 2025, up from 12% the year before. If your brand sells anything giftable, and Gen Z is in your audience, your social commerce setup needs to be reviewed in September, not December. Refresh AI search visibility. AI overviews and answer engines like ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Gemini now mediate a significant portion of wellness product research. Brands cited in AI answers earn meaningfully higher click-through rates. For more on this, see our recent piece on AEO for wellness brands. Phase 3. Close strong and pre-position January. December is 2 seasons in 1. The first 2 weeks are still active gifting and self-purchase. The last 2 weeks are when smart wellness brands quietly set up January. The 5 days before Christmas alone account for roughly 10% of all holiday spending, and the post-Christmas window into early January is when consumers shift from what should I buy them to what should I do for me. Resolution season is no longer a January phenomenon. Campaigns that launched on December 26th last year captured 38% more revenue than those that waited for January 1st. For wellness brands, that means plan your New Year, New You creative in November, not late December. Run pre-resolution season email flows starting December 26th. Save part of your Q4 paid budget for the December 26th to January 15th window, when CPMs drop and intent is high. Make sure your highest intent landing pages are optimized for start, begin, and reset language, not just gifting. What strong wellness brands stop doing in Q4? A few patterns worth pushing against. Spending evenly across the quarter. Q4 is front-loaded now, treating October like a slow month and December like the peak is outdated. Discounting as the only lever. Wellness consumers are not primarily deal-driven. They are trust-driven, proof-driven, and gift-driven. A 20% off code does not beat a credible, well-positioned story. Ignoring the post-purchase moment, a new customer in November is a resolution season customer in January, a self-care customer in April, and a referral source by next holiday. Email, SMS, and loyalty flows matter as much as acquisition. Planning Q4 without planning Q1. January is the second half of December's strategy. If you wait until the new year to think about resolution season, you are already late. How well-connected brands helps wellness brands win Q4. Well Connected Brands is a wellness marketing agency based in Orange County, California, working with wellness brands nationally across brand strategy, digital marketing, social media and content, and consulting and fractional CMO services. Q4 is one of the highest leverage windows of the year, and the brands we partner with treat September as a strategy month, not a setup month. If your team is working through Q4 right now, or already thinking about how to set up 2027, we would be glad to help you pressure test the plan, allocate spend more intentionally, or build the framework from the ground up. Reach out through our contact page. For more on planning marketing spend with intention rather than reflex, see our earlier piece, The Power of Intentional Marketing Spend. Frequently asked questions. When should wellness brands start Q4 marketing planning? Wellness brands should begin Q4 planning late summer to early September. By October 1st, your strategy, creative direction, media mix, and key campaign timelines should already be locked. November and December are execution months, not planning months. How much should a wellness brand spend on marketing in Q4? There is no universal benchmark, but for most consumer wellness brands, Q4 represents 30% to 45% of annual marketing spend. The right number depends on revenue goals, gifting exposure, paid efficiency, and how much you are willing to invest in setting up Q1. What is the most common Q4 mistake wellness brands make? Concentrating spend in late November, when consumer demand has already shifted earlier. Roughly 80% of holiday gift spending now happens before Cyber Monday. Brands that wait for Black Friday to launch are competing for higher-priced inventory and reaching consumers who have often already purchased elsewhere. Is Q4 still a strong window for premium wellness products? Yes. McKinsey research shows that even as 79% of global consumers are trading down in some categories, wellness is consistently the category they trade down elsewhere to splurge on. Premium positioning works in Q4 when the value story is clear. How does AI search affect wellness brand Q4 performance? AI search engines like ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Google AI Overviews now play a significant role in how consumers research wellness gifts and self-purchase decisions. Brands that have implemented answer engine optimization earn meaningfully higher visibility and citation rates in those tools, which translates to higher intent traffic during the season. Should Q4 plans include January? Yes. Resolution season is no longer a January-only phenomenon. Brands that launch pre-resolution campaigns on December 26th capture significantly more revenue than those waiting until January was. Treat January as the second half of your Q4 plan, not a separate quarter. Sources: Civic Science, Health and Wellness, Spending Intent 2026, McKinsey, Future of Wellness Trends, PwC, 2025 Holiday Outlook and Holiday Update, MNTN, The New Holiday Shopper Q4 Research, eMarketer, Holiday Marketing FAQ 2020, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, 5 Holiday Spending Trends, Global Wellness Institute, NYQ, Consumer Outlook Guide to 2026.